It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. As Muslim New Yorkers mark the end of Ramadan this week, some are also preparing to step out in a new outfit for the celebrations. But finding just the right outfit for Eid al-Fitr parties can present a challenge. That's where stylist Angie Hassan comes in. With more than 200,000 followers on Instagram, she's dressed celebrities and even a former princess. WNYC's Precious Fondren when shopping with Hassan as she helped the client find the perfect Eid outfit.
Last month, I met Angie Hassan at the Macy's at Westfield Mall in New Jersey. She's holding blouses, maxi dresses, blazers, and flowy skirts for her client, Aziza Katerbeg, to try on.
You know, we have to kind of like pick one for backup if it's too cold.
Katerbeg is attending at least three Eid events this week.
We have morning prayers, and then we also get together. We have a family lunch with one side of the family, and then we have a family dinner on the other side of the family. So it's like a very social day.
Most Muslims dress up for the holiday, but how people dress is pretty diverse. Some wear cultural items like hijabs and abayas, while others opt for maxi dresses and oversized skirts. Ayla Hasham is a cultural editor at Harper's Bazaar Saudi Arabia.
It really is the Met Gala for us. And with Instagram, we have to post the Eid outfit. So everyone like wants to outdo the other person with their Eid outfit.
But for some people, like Katerbeg, it can be difficult and time-consuming to find clothes that adhere to their values and feel festive.
I wear a hijab and I, you know, cover my body fully. So, you know, it can be hard to find, like, let's say, a long sleeve dress or a dress without a huge slit in it or something that is flattering and conservative, because you also don't want to look kind of like frumpy either.
Katerbeg says that's why she turns to Hassan.
She understands the values. She understands what we're looking for.
Katerbeg says Hassan has a knack for finding creative ways to help cover her body so no parts are exposed.
She's really good at either finding something that works or finding out how to fix it or make the neckline higher or like things like that.
Hassan started her company in 2010. Since then, she's styled royalty, actors, and she's helped clients look their best at events ranging from bar mitzvahs to prestigious award ceremonies.
People have a hard time to make decisions lately because we're so consumed with advertisements. So I'm there to really like calm them down, edit, organize, and like have a clear vision of what they need to get.
Hassan says when she works with Muslim clients, she'll ask the usual questions about size, colors, and favorite brands. But she'll also ask more in-depth questions like, do they plan to attend the mosque for prayer? Do they usually dress conservatively? Hassan says she gets a lot of questions from women about how to style their hijabs.
Or, I have the hijab, but like, I don't want to look frumpy, and I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard, or I don't want to lose my identity in it. So it's a lot of psychological thoughts with it, because I want to respect the way they want to look in it, and I also want to respect the religion.
Back at Macy's, Katerbeg's tried on a number of items and is leaning towards buying a long emerald-colored dress and black blazer Hassan chose for her.
It's good to try something new, and it's still going to have my pop of color.
Hassan says the best part of her job is the fact that people in her community trust her to do her job correctly.
I've always struggled growing up being like, you know, am I Muslim enough, or like, will Muslims hire me because I don't wear hijab? So it definitely, it's been very special to be able to work on my holidays with Muslims.
Hassan says after Eid, she's focused on styling clients for the real Met Gala in May. Precious Fondren, WNYC News.